All right, we'll just give it a couple more minutes for folks to join. All right. I got a couple emails. I know Amanda can't make it. Haven't heard from Sylvan. Mike can't make it. And then haven't heard from the other folks, but I don't usually. So wasn't expecting to hear from them. So on that note, I think we can go ahead and get started. We'll start with intros. If folks want to just put it in the chat box like we normally do. So you'll put your name, your pronouns, part of Portland you're in, and any affiliation as such. All right, folks can go ahead and start doing that. Great. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. I know we were expecting by this meeting we would have had the report approved, but as we know, that was a long meeting and nobody wanted to stick around past 10 p.m., which is acceptable. So we'll just go ahead and put that on the July agenda. And I think that's fine, because I would like to discuss some of the things that Mr. Handelman brought up that I sent out via email a couple days ago, as it relates to kettling. We didn't speak on that specifically in the report. I know it's something that previous reports had mentioned, so I wanted to check in with folks and see where we felt or what we wanted to do as it relates to that. So I'll just open it up first. Initial thoughts.
I mean, that seems fine to me. That was the one thing that sort of stood out in the email that we got from Portland Cop Watch, was that, you know, that was maybe a thing that we should add on. It also doesn't seem like it would really be very difficult to, you know, just add an item. But now that Sylvan is with us, you know, we should probably get her input on it, or their input on it too. Excuse me.
Hi, sorry. Yeah, so my computer's having bandwidth issues. So my camera is also gonna have to remain off. But again, sorry for being late. What were we needing input on?
No worries. So we were just talking about how the report that we didn't mention kettling. We didn't speak to that specifically, but Mr. Hendelman had sent us an email that I forwarded a couple days ago that, you know, asked us to consider that essentially. So wanted to just see what people thought.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not opposed to going through an editing process to add some things back in. I guess I don't remember off the top of my head, but my only potential question would be, like, did that really come up in the community feedback? Since that's kind of how we've framed the findings of the report, being, you know, based on what we heard in the survey and the forums. So I definitely agree that kettling is worth mentioning. But if it didn't really come up organically in the feedback at the time that we collected it, we might have to find a different way of grounding it if we do add that in. So I'm not completely sure. Oh, great. Thank you. I had not seen that or not remembered all the things.
And I was going to say, kettling came up in context of being kettled and right back into the gas and various other situations when it was mentioned. So I don't know if we want to be specific or just in general.
We can also refer. Oh, sorry, Taylor. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think part of the reason we weren't hearing, because I don't recall hearing it in the community forums or reading much about it, but I think it was because PPV was stopped from using that tactic up until recently. So I think that, I mean, I'm sure that there was probably instances of parallel kettling. I'd be curious to hear Mr. Handelman's input on it, but I think that might be the reason why we didn't hear much about it. Which also, I should say, I'm also fully for including, like, if we feel like it's appropriate, including it in the report, because I still think it's a kind of atrocious mode of crowd control.
My concern is what I want to address is especially in the case where they're kettling right back into the gas, you know, or cut it. When they tell people to go one way, they start kettling and blocking people in with the gas. That's the other issue that.
Yeah.
One thing that, you know, we could use as a fulcrum for this is that I do believe kettling was a big component of the prior CRC report on crowd control. And so, you know, if we're concerned about making sure that it's contextual, we could frame it as being an issue where, you know, this was something that we raised in, I'm going from memory, 2014. And it still continues to be, you know, something that's a concern. You know, I'm not sure where we would drop that in, probably in tactics, but or equipment use.
Yeah, Mr. Hanneman, now's the time to weigh in.
All right, hi, Dan Hanneman, he, him from Portland Cop Watch. I am, I'm gonna repeat something that I wrote in the email that I sent y'all, but then I'm also gonna kind of throw something else on the table, which I don't think is in the report yet. So what we said was that in 2014, we asked the CRC specifically based on times that we had experienced and seen kettling happen to put it in the report. But the members back then asked the Bureau about it, and the Bureau said, we don't do that, which was not true because obviously we had seen it and experienced it. But they decided not to include it in the report at that time. So there's nothing to refer to in the old report. That said, it is a significant part of the IPR's report on the crowd control incident that happened in, I think it was 2019. Or 2017, and I don't know if you referred to that IPR report at all, but they have some really good recommendations in there about not photographing people when they're mass detained and to make policies around the mass detentions. And so, you know, it could be just a sentence or two in your report saying, we also recall the recommendations made by IPR around kettling. And as Mr. Snell was saying, I think that there were lawsuits against kettling that happened, and I think the PPB backed off on doing it. And then there was a ruling by judges that said individual officers can't be held liable for kettling people, even though it's questionable whether it's constitutional to do so. But they didn't rule on whether it's constitutional or not. So, but the mayor and the bureau took that as a green light to start doing it again. So, yes, it during the time I think that you were collecting public input, it wasn't necessarily happening. But that doesn't mean the PPB is not using it as a tactic right now.
I know in the first survey, there were a few references to kettling. There definitely were in that first survey, so.
Right, yeah, I dropped some of the two references from your report into the chat.
Yeah, I just did a quick, you know, control F to see where we wrote it in the report. Here, I'll post the report in the chat too for folks. I mean, I think the ways that we talk about it, like in this sentence where we say from survey number one, additionally, those surveyed indicated expectations for police to protect protesters from traffic, give clearer directions, and refrain from kettling protesters as a means to use gas on them. So that was, I think, where we kind of talk about that, you know, the kettling that led to folks being trapped in the gas. And I just remember from my own, you know, I can't name it, I can't tell you, you know, I can't pinpoint to it. I do remember a reporter specifically mentioning it on Twitter, a reporter from the Mercury. It just sticks out in my mind because they were like, we were pushed into this area and trapped before a fence, and then they threw gas on us, and then we couldn't go anywhere because there was it was like a dead end. And that was just a memory from the last year that stuck out in my mind from, you know, just that concept of kettling and gas. So definitely was something that I recall people mentioning. But, you know, we didn't. The other part where we talk about kettling in the report is under training, where we say community members frequently describe police tactics such as bull rushing, kettling, and use of weapons as explicitly escalating. So, you know, that is the other way that we kind of spoke to it. I think ultimately it's what I'm hearing from, you know, Mr. Hanneman, and also just, it seems like the direction or the desire is to add like another recommendation, if you will. So maybe let's start there. I mean, I do think that we talk about it. I don't, you know, we definitely don't dedicate lots of space to it necessarily. What are you saying with kettled?
I think that's just
there was a typo on my previous comment.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just looking at the report here, and I think in our findings about escalating actions, we list things that are potential, you know, things that the PPB should refrain from doing. It would be very easy for us to add a bullet point about kettling, and then to also, you know, include that in the de-escalation recommendations.
Okay. Where can you point me to where you are? And
are you in the draft or the final, Candace?
I'm in the final.
Okay, let me go back to that page.
Let me actually add some page numbers to this thing. I didn't do that the first time. I'm gonna do that. I hope it doesn't change all my formatting that I worked so hard on. Okay, that should be fine.
Let's see if I can find.
I just added page numbers, so you'll be able to.
Beautiful. Point me to. So bottom of page 16, it lists escalating acts, which I think when we talk about our survey experience, that's explicitly, kettling is explicitly mentioned as an escalating act.
Okay.
So I can. You got it. And then on the following page, we get into our de-escalation recommendations, And I feel like that could definitely be a second bullet point under facilitating movement.
I see. Okay. Well, why don't we, I mean, what do people think as far as us in these two specific areas, just adding a note about it? Let me get a general, are we down with that? And if so, then we can just do it right now. I see thumbs. Okay. Well, in that case, let me close out of my millions of tabs first, so I don't broadcast my crazy tab situation here. And then I'll share my screen. So here under escalating acts, let me do it as suggesting, that way it just shows up in the edits. Let's see. So we're thinking adding a bullet right here that says, I mean, kettling, just saying kettling right there. Is it as simple as that?
Yeah, I think so. Or you could say kettling and protesters or something if it looks too short.
I'm fine with just kettling unless anyone has an objection. Okay. And then under de-escalation recommendations, adding an additional. Bullet. Oh no, you said doing it. Damn it.
No, I think you, yeah, I think that looks good.
Putting it at the end, like another bullet under this bullet.
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
Okay. So what are we saying?
Bear with me. I'm reading through the IPR recommendations. Mr. Handelman, I'm reading through the IPR recommendations that you shared. Are you also suggesting that we take a look at PPB's procedures vis-a-vis capturing footage and recording identity?
I don't know. I'm just thinking that maybe you could just add something saying, IPR, if you don't have time to discuss and support the things IPR wrote, you can say, we also recommend that the Bureau revisit the IPR's report about the June 2017 protest. That way you're not necessarily saying you agree with it, but you can just say that that's something to look at.
That may help us avoid, since it's a full, at least recommendation on it, it might help us avoid any issues trying to sit here and define what kettling is, or trying to precisely define it if it's in this report.
Sorry, I'm trying to read and pay attention to what's happening, and I lost focus on what you all are saying. So what are we saying?
Making a reference to the IPR report. Was it June 27th?
2017. I think this could be a fine path forward. I'm a big fan of incorporating by reference. If there's, if it's an easy way to get a point in, especially since this is the report's gone through the review by the work group and I wouldn't want it to have to go through like a whole another round. And I'm not sure that it would have to if we, you know, added a paragraph, but just adding like a, you know, a reference like Mr. Handelman was suggesting would probably be, you know, even less cause for it to have to go through a, like a whole nother round of review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is it that we want to copy and paste something from this document? Is that what I'm hearing? Or we're writing our own sentence and then just saying, please reference this article?
I think the idea was the second one, basically, like maybe if we had a bullet, a dot under the facilitating movement recommendation that says something like, you know, additionally, PPB should refrain from kettling or should, you know, revisit its kettling practices in accordance with IPR's, like in accordance with the recommendations of IPR's May 2018 report, something like that.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Additionally, PPB should refrain from kettling and revisit these practices in accordance with IPR's June 2017, maybe report and recommendations. Like that? I mean, is it that simple or?
Yeah, or maybe if we're saying refrain from kettling, and I realize that you're probably writing as I'm dictating, so this is not, I'm like criticizing my own phrasing here. Refrain from kettling and revisit like policies around these practices or something like that, because if we're already asking them what to do with the practices, then saying revisit the practices might be a little inconsistent.
Okay. Additionally, PPB should refrain from kettling and revisit policies around these practices in accordance with IPR's May 2018 report and recommendations. And then do we like say, do I put in like, should I link it? Like, should I hyperlink it? And put a page number? Like, is that the?
I forgot what we did for most of our other references. Do we have hyperlinks throughout the document or do we?
I think it's in the appendices.
Yeah.
On the following page, Candace, there's, looks like we hyperlinked to the Newark Police Division General Order. So I guess you could use that format if we think it's.
Yeah. Oh, do it like this. I mean, like doing it like this format.
Yeah.
Let's just, I'm just gonna copy this and then I'm gonna change it. Let's see, what is this called? I don't know. Why is my brain just like sputtering on how that's formatted? Okay, see policy review. I'm just gonna link it like that because I don't get the point in repeating it. I don't know. Ugh, I'm trying to be consistent. Okay, hold on. Let me just think. See policy review. Can I just hyperlink this?
Sure, I don't see a problem with that.
All right. I'm gonna take
and, that. And if it would be useful to include a page number.
Yeah.
Easy to find the page that it's on. Looks like it's recommendation 2, oh, page 9, great.
I think that's what it was. Let me double check. Yeah, page 9. Oh. Okay. Does that work? How does that look? Should I put a period after?
Yeah, I think this looks good to me. I can't think of anything that has to be changed.
Okay. Any other thoughts on this? We added this section and then we just added the kettling just under a bullet here, under escalating acts. Are there any objections to what we have added? Okay. If there are no objections, then I'm going to approve these.
Oh, Mr. Handelman is saying that the recommendations are on pages 14 to 15. Is that instead of page 9, or I wasn't looking at the document directly.
Oh, okay, hold on. Oh, okay, I see.
And he's saying in addition to page 9.
Page 9. All right, I got you. Okay, does that work for folks?
Yep.
Okay, great.
And then I might, I don't know if anybody has any issues with it, but also just add it into the, I'll go ahead and drop it in the appendices, like the references section too, just to have it in there twice.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you, Taylor. Okay, well, any other thoughts on the report? Any other things, outstanding things we need to address?
I think it's really minor, but I think Mr. Handelman's suggestion that we clarify what TAC means is probably a good one.
Okay, where is that at?
Let's see here.
I guess I can just control F it.
Yeah, I think it's page 21, and then also in the appendix on page 22.
Okay, page 21. And I guess, I mean, should we do PSEP as well? Because it's right next to it. Or no?
Well, PSEP is defined in the... appendix, and it's also defined on in its first usage on page 3.
Okay. Should we add to the append or add TAC to the appendix then?
Yeah. So I think we would define TAC on what, the bottom of 20, and then we would, I guess, also add TAC to the appendix on the bottom of 21.
Okay. I see. Okay. So I will go ahead and add that. Council.
Where we have it in text, I don't know that we necessarily have to delete the acronym. We could probably keep TAC in parentheses after we've spelled it out.
Okay. So I took it off of that and then I added it here to the appendix, to the acronyms. Does that sound okay?
Sorry, I think I might have spoken unclearly. I was thinking, isn't what we've normally done, like list the full name and then put the acronym in parentheses? Like just like the first time that we mention it, we'll use the full name and then we put the acronym in parentheses and then like thereafter we just use the acronyms. So
I guess the question is that the first time we mentioned TAC? I don't know. And I can't look it up because
right, it's trying to find it that way is
yeah. Right. I mean I could just kind of look real quick.
Yeah, I think that's the only time.
I'm just gonna do the due diligence here. Just bear with me. I'm sorry if I'm giving you whiplash. Just look away. Look away. Okay. Yeah. It looks like that was the first time. So we'll do. That is that what we're saying? I mean, it is the only time, but just for consistency's sake. Actually, no, it's the opposite, right? Isn't it?
Opposite, yeah.
Yeah. I'm hungry. Oh. Okay. So you go away. You stay. Okay. Oh no, I did the wrong one. All right, let me try again. Okay, like that?
Yep.
That looks good. That?
Okay.
Yep.
All right, then I'm going to go ahead and accept. And then I'll accept down here. Okay. All right. Also from the comments, available escalations is used to mean de-escalation on page 7. It's not clear what this means. Okay, let's go see what's on page 7. Available escalations. Now I gotta read.
If there was reformatting between any of the versions, I wonder if it's on page 6 now.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah, I see. It's at the end of the second to last paragraph.
Here, got it. Okay, let's see.
Demonizing less lethal available escalations will leave only more lethal options. I think I might have drafted this initially. So the phrase available escalations might be my fault. If I didn't put it in quotes, it probably was not what the individual said. I was probably trying to find a way to encapsulate what I thought they meant from the breakout room. So yeah, I mean, given to the best of my knowledge, that's just a term that I made up to try and encapsulate something. So I think we could change it if it's unclear, which evidently it is.
Maybe it's, I mean, is it just that it could be less lethal escalations and just take out available? Would that make it more clear?
I don't think it would make it less clear. I think it would be fine. Mr. Hanlon is suggesting just using weapons. I could see the argument for that. I'm just rereading the sentence and seeing if there's
you
any.
Are
huh?
You are referring to gas and munitions. So I mean, in that sense, it's clarified.
What do you mean in that sense it's clarified?
Well, after you say available escalations like gas and munitions. I mean, you're making a reference. You're clarifying what you mean.
Right, but I think the issue is that gas and munitions are maybe the argument Mr. Hanneman is making is that they are weapons and not escalations, like being clear that gas and munitions are weapons. Is that how I'm understanding your argument?
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I've never really seen the word escalation used as a, you know, as a descriptive noun in that way. Other than to describe behavior, but this is describing, you know, physical weapons.
I'm in support of changing it to weapons.
Yeah, I've got no problem with that.
That's fine with me.
Is there any objection? All right. Oh, that's not, thank you. Weapons. All right, good? Cool. All right, what's next? Page 35, data missing. Okay, let's see. Right.
And this is, it would be tricky to fill that table in because this is like an open-ended answer, right? So if we were going to try and fill it in, we'd probably have to do a coding process to narrow the open-ended responses into a limited number of sort of post hoc categories. I'm not sure if we want to do that.
But I think more so, I think it just needs to go because this is saying quantitative data and that's not quantitative data.
That's a good point.
So, because all the rest of these are, you know, specific answers that they would choose, whereas that's not quantitative. So I would argue that we just need to take that out. I don't think it belongs. Because I think when I was going through, I was just putting all the questions in, but that I think is just an oversight. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Is there any objection to just removing this block right here as it's not relevant to quantitative data?
We might want a heading for age before the age tables or age graphs start in. And I guess is that, okay, so there is an age table. Have we normally done table and then graph? Like, should we swap them or maybe I'm not.
I'm not wondering. Oh no, here's the graph. Here's the table. Graph, table. Yeah, it's graph then table, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, graph table. It's just the heading, I guess, is missing. So yeah, I might have just accidentally deleted it. So let me just look at the formatting here. I think it would be this. Okay, does that look right to folks?
Looks good to me.
Yeah, I think I just accidentally cut it. I mean, I was struggling with this section. It was, the formatting was all janky, so I might've just accidentally cut it. Okay, there. Then that should be that, yeah? Okay. And I'll go back later and just make sure, since we did make some changes, I'll make sure that all the formatting is right again. Because I went through and made sure that it wasn't. Whatever, it took a bit. So I'll go back and just double check it. But otherwise.
Oh, was that not an open-ended question?
What?
Sorry. I'm reading Mr. Handelman's most recent comment. I might be incorrect in, I might have misremembered whether that was an open-ended question or not. I just remembered reading so many varied responses, but maybe it was the case that people could select among these options, and then if they put other, maybe they could specify, and maybe that's kind of what my brain had focused in on.
Okay, well, I guess let's double check then. So let's see, which survey was this? This was the second one. Oh, it wasn't open-ended. Mm-hmm. Shit. Okay, hold on.
Age heading could probably stay, right?
What'd you say? Yeah, I just needed it. It was attached to the other one, so I had to separate.
Oh, got it. So we're going to put numbers into this table. We would have to tally them.
Okay. That's my life. All right. I don't personally feel like doing this on camera because it's going to be frustrating. So it's maybe something I can just do after. Um, because it's going to be annoying to figure out. Okay. I guess, should we just put a TBD on this one and then we can just send it over email when it's done? Does that sound okay to people?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's probably the best option.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to go back and look at that. I guess I just missed it.
Depending Maybe on I just... how quickly that needs to be wrapped up, I could take that on, but I'm not sure if I could do it in the next couple of days.
Yeah. Let's talk offline. We'll see.
Sure.
I might just need some help with it because I was just really struggling with that before. So yeah, we can figure that out. Okay. Anything else? What's this? Page 13. Yeah. Okay. Anything else that we need to deal with?
I think then this is just a question, but I noticed that a couple of the prior CRC reports list the authorship, like the people that contributed, and some of them don't. So I'm not sure what the feeling is on that, but I thought I would just check and see if we thought it was more useful to have people's names on here or less.
I think so. Let's do it. We worked freaking hard on this. Shall we?
Sure. So I think on the, what was it? The use of deadweight force work group, they listed the committee chair and then they listed the authors.
Okay. How did they, was it two different lines?
Let me throw a link up there for you.
For community members who are not CRC members who contributed to the report, should we reach out and confirm that they're all right being listed in a public document?
Yeah. Barbara, you're here. Are you done with it? Okay. And I'd have to go back and look who all that was. I mean, it would have been Elizabeth. I'm just going to put them in here so that I have them. Maybe it.
Michael.
Why am I blanking on your name, Michael? Walsh. No, they're no longer on the committee. Oh, crap. Where are they? They're not on that list either, but Justine Bernigan and Melora Golden.
Jake Doctor also.
Doctor.
And did Whitney Ahn work on the report? I don't specifically remember.
I don't think so.
Or Felicity Wilkinson. I'm not sure I recognize that name.
No, Felicity didn't. I don't think Whitney did. Let me think for a second. So they were pretty involved like during the forums and everything, but they kind of dropped off when we started writing the report. So I don't think they were part of it.
And I can help confirm this offline through, I mean, just like Gmail searches to kind of seeing when
True.
People were involved and if that would be helpful.
Sure. All right. How did you end up finding, you may, what it looked like?
Yeah, I linked in the chat to the 2018 report.
I see. Okay.
I mean, theirs isn't as nicely formatted as ours, so I'll say that much, but.
Well, duh. How does this work if I'm the CRC chair and the chair of the work group? How should I?
You could list yourself twice because you also did a ton of work on this report.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't make sense to follow the format exactly, I don't think we have to be like super constrained by it.
Yeah, I think we could just say CRC and should I write it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Susan review. Should I just put it in parentheses after my name? How long?
you could probably just put committee chair.
I was gonna say put chair.
Yeah, I think just chair is probably
just the all-encompassing chair. Okay, that's fine. I think that's reasonable. Is that the formatting we're thinking?
Yeah, I think that's...
It's not as cute as I'd like, but, you know. It'll do.
I mean, I guess if you think it looks better to the eye, you could put it in more of that, like, you know, vertical list format that they had, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's better or worse.
I think it's better. I just don't like how off it kind of looked, you know?
Yeah, I think it is... kind of visually pleasing to give everyone's name their own line.
Now get your own line. You get a line. Yeah. I didn't do it. Should it be alphabetical? Was it alphabetical? No. Okay. I just did who I thought of first. Sorry. Does that look okay? Should I bold this? I don't know.
Sure.
Yep.
Maybe put another. Like that. Sure, like that.
That's good.
Yeah, that looks pretty good to me.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That works. Cool. I'll just leave it as this right now while we work to confirm with folks, the community members specifically. So let me make a note somewhere. Okay, we'll do that after. Okay.
And we've got one more thing from Mr. Handelman on there's like a lack of parallel structure and how we summarized one survey but not the other. I'm not sure what we should do about that.
Yeah. I know. I was hoping we could just ignore that. Mr. Handelman,
I don't understand the issue because there's repetition then. I mean, so much repetition then.
That was part of it. I don't know. I think that was why I was like, okay, it's basically the same things, but what was important about the second survey was the drama around it, you know? And maybe it's just that, maybe it's just a sentence that says, yeah, well, I said that many of the same themes emerged. That was my like way of dealing with that. But you know, might have cut a corner. I was tired.
I said there were some minor things I might want to add. That when I really thought about it, that was one of the issues. I saw too much repetition if I really went into it.
I know. Ugh. I don't know. What do we think? I mean, we already have another thing we got to fix, so we can always fix this. Mr. Handelman just wants us to be the best we can be. I agree. This is just like haunting my dreams, this report.
The data from the survey number two, it wasn't so much that it was like many of the same themes. It was like all of the same themes and then the drama, right? Like that's at least my take on it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And that's why I felt it was okay actually when I reread it to kind of leave it as it was, but that was just my interpretation or my feeling. Because otherwise I felt we just got too wordy again, repeating the same information and people.
I mean,
like we could change that line to like the same themes and yeah, the same themes persisted through the second survey. However, there was this additional.
I'm suggesting, though, is that you should just split that off to a separate paragraph with the however, because I think that's why I even missed that kind of short, subtle comment about the substance being the same. So if you end that paragraph with many of the comments were the same, I'm not looking at it right now, and then do a paragraph break and say however, and then that to me, that would make it more clear and solve the problem.
Okay. The same, how about we say, I like how you phrase that, Taylor, so the same themes persisted from say it again.
Sorry, go you go, Barbara.
Oh, the same themes persisted in the second survey. Just very simple.
Thoughts?
We already had the sentence that existed before this one, which is now coming after this one. Sorry, that was a terrible way to formulate that sentence. That is spokenly on my part. I mean, if we like the persisted formulation better than the emerged, you know, we essentially had that there already, but that's fine. And if this makes it clearer, you know, putting in the paragraph break, then I think that's great.
Yeah, I think the same themes persisted in the second survey. I think, you know, that's fine. Or should we say from the first survey? Is that too repetitive, or the same themes persisted in the second survey from the first survey? I don't know. Is that too much?
I'm having trouble nailing down a specific feeling here.
Yeah.
Themes carried into this, the same thing, themes carried into the second survey. Doesn't say.
I'm not really seeing what was wrong with what we had initially. Many of the same themes emerged as from the first survey. Like, were we happy with that, or did we have a reason for wanting to change that?
I think the only reason I at least suggested like the same themes persisted was just to help, since we're deviating from the format from survey one, was just to be like, look, folks, we're hearing the same lines, you know. Like that persisted, you know, in the second survey. However, there was this subset that was like very clearly different. And that's the only reason versus the kind of like mini language. I kind of wondered if that made it, just since we're having less of the structure, if it made it seem, I don't know if that makes sense, but that was just a.
It does, Taylor. To me, it does. I want to drop the many.
Okay, great. That makes sense.
Okay, so then, yeah, I think that sentence is fine. I mean, more is better in this, I think, in this situation, just being very clear from the second survey, from the first survey, I think it's better to just be more clear. And then we put the page break or the, you know, move it to the next paragraph where we start. However, there was a disruption in our data collection that I guess made, instead of makes. And then as is the rest, does that look okay to folks? Are there any objections? Okay. Seeing none, I'll go ahead and accept these changes.
Sorry, not to put another wrench in anything. Do we need to clarify that it's the same themes persisting in the results? Because I think that's like intuitive to us as we're talking, but if I'm reading it, I'm not sure if that's clear.
In the results, in the, how do I phrase that? And the same themes persisted in the results of the second survey from the first survey? Is that how that would sound?
Persisted in the results of the second survey. Do we want to say like compared to the first survey? I think I'm having trouble with the from.
Yeah. The same themes persisted in the results of the second survey compared to the first, compared to.
Compared with?
Sure.
Compared with. The same themes persisted in the results of the second survey compared with the first survey. Yeah?
I think that's clear now. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Oh, okay. I was saying it seems awkward to me, but that's okay.
Perfect. Okay. Any other things? This is the time. Same themes in the first survey persisted in the results of the. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I would also be fine with that.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's just do it. Same themes from the first survey persisted in the results of the second survey. Cool.
Perfect.
I'm down. Yeah. We likey? Good. Okay. Other than the one data point that's going to need to be fixed and confirming the authors, those are the two outstanding things I'm recalling. Are there any other things? Other comments we have about process. Okay, we'll talk about process after this. All right, last call for changes. And what I'll do too is once those things have been updated, we can just do over email, just like any objections, you know, I mean, I don't think they're not substantive. It'll just be, you know, the numbers and the affirmation of people's names being added. And then I can send another email to the whole CRC ahead of the next meeting and just say, here's the final thing. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, on that note,
we don't know yet whether we're going to have an appeal next meeting, do we?
So far, we don't have any scheduled. So, but I don't know. I mean, at this point, it's kind of late in the month, like most likely not at this point. So,
okay.
Great. Okay. Let me also just make one more note for myself here. Well, on that note, we can transition then into talking about what the plan is after, you know, the CRC approves it. I think at the very least, the first thing should be we, you know, put it into a PDF and send it out to the city council members just so that they have it. City council members, PPB leadership, our allies like the PSEP and TAC, we could come up with. How about let's come up with a list of who should be on that email, the auditor. So put final project into a PDF and send to, so we're gonna send it to city commissioners, auditor, leadership, PSEP and TAC. Who else should it go to? People on the CRC email list.
Should we send it to anyone at PPB? Or, I mean, I'm sure they'll see it.
I put PPB leadership.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
No worries.
Something leadership and just I didn't process it.
Yeah, so I'll send it to like probably Chief LaBelle, Mike Frome, AC, Chris something. I can't remember. Chris Davis, is that his name? Those are the three I would imagine. Maybe even Jamie Resch, since she contributed. Let me just spell this out. Davis slash, I think that's probably good. Three ACs and the deputy chief. Who are the three ACs then? So is that Frome, Davis? Davis, Resch. Or someone else? From?
I'm looking it up. They keep changing.
Okay. Well, Mr. Hanneman looks that up. Any other folks? Maybe, well, people that are on our list will include media, so they'll get that. I mean, obviously IPR, but I'll just put them on the list for. Sure. Who's that? I don't know who Mike Leisure is. Thank you.
I guess we could also forward it to the coin assignment editor and who's the other one that's usually on our Zoom calls.
Jasmine with KBOO.
Jasmine with KBOO. And then I think
Maxine Bernstein's in here sometimes.
Yeah. And also the Mercury.
They're on our list, though. That's how they get their invites to come here. And coin assignment person usually never talks, but if they want to talk and say, yes, I'm on the list, now's the time. Or drop an email if you want a personalized email since you're always joining us. Nope. Okay. All right. Any other folks? Did I capture everyone? I feel like the list will definitely capture a big chunk of, you know, folks, and then obviously all the leaders. Cool. So that'll be the very first thing is we'll just get that sent out to everybody. And is it, now I'm thinking, should we write a press release? I don't know. I mean, it would have to say something, but should it be formal instead of just being like, yo, here's a document, or should we like write a formal press release from our work group?
I don't have a strong feeling about it. I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to write a press release. We would just have to do it. You know, it could probably just be a couple paragraphs. I don't have a great understanding of how much value that adds when announcing something like this.
And then my other question is, should it be, if you're doing a press release, should it be from the main CRC body?
I mean, it has to be. If it is, that's why, yeah. Let me think.
You could punt that decision to the CRC meeting and ask them if they want to put out a press release.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, all press releases have to be approved by the whole CRC anyway. So, but I mean, ideally, if we're going to do that, we should write one and have it ready and say approve it instead of bringing it up and then having to scramble to write one in the meeting, because that probably will be annoying. You know what I mean? I mean, I feel like, what is the difference between a press release versus just saying, like, the Citizen Review Committee, Crowd Control and Use of Force Work Group has compiled a report. These are the findings. Please see here. Like, maybe it doesn't need to be anything, like, because the executive summary, like, is the press release. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean, the email could serve that purpose, right? It's just like, heads up, here's what this thing is. This is what it says. And then, like, we have the executive summary if they don't want to read it all. And yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel strongly either way.
I think the only other thing that I normally see listed on a press release is, like, the point contact person. So, you know, if we cared about designating somebody, like, it would obviously be you, Candace, anyway, but if we cared about making that explicit, we could say that at the bottom of the email too, like, who to contact with questions or for comments.
Okay. I could just add that, just say, you know, just a quick sentence or however I just phrased it. I can type that up later. And then it would just be like, for questions about this report, please contact the chair. Just simple. Yeah. Does that sound good? All right. Well, I'm cool with us just going that route and not having to do like a whole other, you know, written thing. Because again, I think the executive summary is what we would say anyway in a press release. So be like, read it. That's the press release. Okay. So then, you know, after that, as far as what happens, I mean, I think one of the things, and I did bring this up to Mayor Wheeler, and Asena is going to get back to me about this. I asked her if, it would be appropriate for us to go to City Council and actually do a formal like presentation about it, you know, maybe just like I don't know what that would look like. I mean, if it would be like a full blown like PowerPoint, I mean, I think we could go all out and it being like a ton of things on the PowerPoint that like highlights the big parts of the report, or it could be a short PowerPoint that just says, here was our process. But I mean, in general, how would we feel about, you know, she's going to get back to me on if that's, I don't even know what she's going to say. I think I was just like, should we do that? And she's going to get back to me. But if she says yes, is that something we want to do?
I support it. I mean, I know from the beginning, like, our idea was that this report was going to be public facing and was going to be for the purpose of at least trying to get some policy changes. We didn't anticipate PPB necessarily just taking a look at it and adopting it. So I think it's a good idea if given the opportunity.
Yeah, maybe what we can do is we can, because I, you know, we have to wait until it gets approved anyway by the CRC. Maybe what we'll have on our agenda for the next crowd control use of force meeting is we just work on the PowerPoint and we'll just do it within those 2 hours. We'll just kind of pull out what are the highlights that we want to make sure to, you know, put in the PowerPoint slides, and we'll just kind of do it in those 2 hours. Does that sound like a good plan for next meeting? Okay.
Mayor Avalos?
Yeah.
So technically speaking, since you are under the auspices of the auditor could just put this on the City Council agenda. You don't have to ask the mayor, but I know that the auditor hasn't been putting anything on the agenda since she had a dispute with council in April. It also comes to mind that when the Deadly Force Work Group had their report ready to go, they asked for it to be put on. Staff did that, and the auditor pulled it off because she thought it was not necessary. So this puts you all in a very strange position, but I just want to point that out, that she has the authority to do that on her own. And also, speaking as somebody who's been shut out of many of these city council meetings in the last 4 years since the mayor's been in office. It would be great if you can specifically request to allow public comment, because this is being presented as a report. The mayor, even though council rules allow the chair of the city council to decide whether to take public testimony on reports, the mayor said, blanket policy, I'm never going to take public testimony on reports. And, you know, given your history as a group and how you got to where you are, I think it'd be very helpful for you to have public comment on your report.
I would agree with that. I definitely want the most transparency and engagement from the community, and especially considering so many community members contributed to this report. I think that also just speaks to the spirit of what we're doing here and what we believe in as a work group. So yeah, I will make a note. I made a note for myself that when I check back in with Asena, and as it relates to your comment on whether the auditor can, you know, put stuff on, I mean, yeah, she hasn't. I think I have relationships with other commissioners that I don't need to go through the auditor. And so I'm not, frankly. So, and that's that. I'll just leave it at that. So then.
I'd also like, if it's all right, I'd like to address the other end of this whole thing, which is leading up to your next meeting. I think I wrote to this to you on email, but the CRC meeting for June was not ever posted on the website. The link to this report wasn't included in the agenda that was sent out, and nor was it included on IPR's website. And as far as I can see, the July meeting also is not listed on the IPR calendar website. So I would really hope that once you have revise the report, that you can put the link out at least 2 weeks in advance so people have time to read it, since it's so long. And there's a holiday weekend before that meeting. And then make sure that these things are posted on the website as well. Thank you.
Yeah, and that was something, Irene, I wanted to note, like when in the upcoming agendas document that we have, because I linked the report when I put it under the thing, but it wasn't linked in the agenda. So moving forward, you know, if there's a something that's linked, hyperlinked, if we can add that hyperlink into the actual announcement. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I sent it to myself and the link worked, but when I pushed it out, it wasn't the link somehow. I don't know what, some technical thing happened. And then I just didn't want to send a new press release. So my apologies. I should have double checked to make sure the link was going to be active when I sent it out.
No worries. I didn't, you know, we ended up not doing it anyway, but yeah, for sure, for the next one, let's just make sure we get that.
And thank you. Way I changed that is when I sent it out on Twitter, which I sent it out a couple of days later. So in the Twitter, everything was active.
Got it. Okay. Just include the link as text. Okay. That is fair. We can do that. Okay. Yeah, I think for now, this is probably a good start is, you know, let's get it passed. Let's make these changes, get it passed, send it out, and then get on the city council's agenda to do a presentation. And then I think from there, we can strategize, you know, I think depending on what happens as a result of all that, we'll probably determine our next moves. But are there other ideas for next moves? Okay. I'm not hearing any. Were you going to say something, Taylor?
I'm trying to think out, like, what do you do after you go to city council and maybe they don't do anything, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's hard because like they get a million reports. I get it. I get that there's lots of demands on them. And also this has been a year of reckoning on police accountability. And so I think we can again, depending on how they respond, part of it is just that there are newer folks on the council. I'm not really sure where they land on all of these things. And so it will kind of be an introduction of us to them in a lot of ways by doing this and then kind of getting a temperature check on where, you know, what they want to do as a result. Maybe in the discussion, they'll be like, oh, you know, we want to take this on, or we want to, you know, look into this area more deeply. That would, of course, rely on them reading it beforehand, which not many of them do. From what I can tell, because they literally say that. I'm like, can you not say on the record that you didn't read the thing that you should have read? So, you know, we'll just kind of gauge where they are. But yeah, I think probably what those next steps could be for us is we could come back and look at the recommendations specifically and look at those directives. And then we'll need to just figure out like when, because what makes it hard is the directive schedules for like requested changes, or I don't know how to phrase that. They just vary. They're like sporadic and they tell you last minute. And so maybe we could come up with a strategy for, okay, let's see if we can figure out when this directive specifically is up for, you know, review, and then we could, you know, work to apply those changes. And we went into some of the directive stuff, but we didn't go super, super deep into it here. So I think that'll also be a next move of like, really, like, here's what the language exactly says, and here's what we think it should exactly say. So that also might be our next big step, is to just like, start to parse that out a bit. And some of it is directives and some of it is culture. So, you know, it's not all going to be that, but there could be some areas that we could just zone in on. What's going on in the chat here? Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that horse thing is weird. Anyway, cool. Thanks for that, Mr. Hanneman. Yeah, I think, again, it's just going to kind of depend on what those first few steps that we take, what happens, and then we'll just strategize. Cool. But no matter what happens, I am proud of all of us for this hard work, and it mattered. And it matters to the public that we do this work. And so, you know, even if we get the cold shoulder from the people that are responsible for implementing it, know that the public still, you know, it matters to them that we did this deep dive and that we assessed their, you know, feedback and gave some meaningful recommendations based on it. So go team.
Yeah, I think we should feel really good about it.
Totally. This has taken years from our life, but it was worth it. I might have more gray hairs.
You don't want to start in on the 2021 summer protests?
You may. No. The other thing I'll mention, I think another, you know, once we get kind of this over this hump here, I feel like our work group should look into some of the whole peace officer thing, or peace, what are they calling it? Peace team thing. Have you all been apprised of what the mayor's doing with that? Okay, so I'm supposed to go to a training on it on Friday, but it's looking like I'm not gonna be able to make it. So I should actually send out the link. Maybe somebody else can make it. It's from 12 to 2 on Friday. So the mayor's office, and Asena's kind of leading this, is trying to put together a peace team. And there's already a peace team, right? That they wear the blue like vests, and they go out and like, you know, just observe and try to de-escalate situations as they arise, et cetera, et cetera. But the mayor's office is like putting money towards it. Like, I think there was, the thing was like, they're putting $15,000 towards training new people to be on the peace team. And I guess it's in collaboration with the Conflict Resolution Center at Portland State. And I got invited to go to a meeting where it was just like community people and they wanted to talk about it. And Tom Hastings from PSU kind of spoke to some things. I'll here, let me actually, I have it on my reading list. I haven't finished reading it, but I'll post it in the link because this is what he shared in the chat. Hold on. Thought I had it in here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I have my feelings about this, and I shared my feelings about it in this meeting. I won't get into that now because it's just a can of worms, but this was one of the things that he had posted. And my point is that there's movement around wanting to create some kind of team that is going to be trained, that's going to be going into protests and helping de-escalate situations and try to, you know, build community and trust within the protest community and I guess the city. And, you know, I think we should talk about it as a work group. This also kind of goes a little bit back to the conversation we had last year on the assembly observers. Remember when we brought in DC, the DC folks to talk to us about that program, a lot different than what this peace team is about, but kind of that spirit of having a group of people that are, you know, neutral in the situation and are observing. I think the difference between the assembly observers is that the goal of those folks from DC is to observe police actions, whereas the peace team is more to observe protest actions and interact with the protesters and build relationships as opposed to like documenting police actions and then therefore taking action on it. So, you know, I'm just, these are kind of newer things that I'm hearing the, you know, mayor's office is working on, and I feel like we should have a say or some input on what's going on and maybe talk about just that bigger picture of, you know, how do we ensure that people have the right to speak freely on the streets of Portland, right? I think that's the spirit of this work group. And yeah. So does that make sense? Is all of this new to you all, or did folks hear some of this stuff?
This is helpful background for me. I think maybe I'd heard, you know, bits and pieces, but yeah, no, hearing sort of the foundational background information here is good.
Yeah. So again, I think a discussion for another day once we get over this hump, but I think we should engage in that. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, it's only been since last year that we merged the use of force and crowd control work group, because this was originally just crowd control. Obviously last year, I mean, they're related, but for a long time, we had those two separate work groups and they wanted to keep them separate. Because I remember when I first joined the CRC, I was like, why do we have these two? Aren't they like the same, you know, or the spirit is the same. And I remember being told like, no, you know, they have different purposes and, you know, they do have like whole different directives that kind of govern these areas. But then last year we did decide to merge them. But since merging, we haven't really taken on a lot of the things that the previous use of force work group was taking on. They had a whole, you know, use of force report. So I think another discussion for our work group of like, what, you know, we haven't really, because we merged it and then everything happened last year. And so obviously the protests and crowd control took priority of our work group. But as we start to shift and think about what's next for us, I think we should talk about what does that mean to have those merged and what are, you know, we haven't really paid too much attention to the use of force aspect and how, you know, what is it, what do we want to do on that front? Are there any initial thoughts about that?
I definitely agree. They're very different like categories. And I just like, I want to be on both. If they get split into a new committee, I want to be on both committees, but it also seems like a lot more time. So I'm like, but I agree. And there's also just like, I mean, independently, like some of the use of force stuff, I think it would be great to dive into like what specifically reasonable use of force is. Like we heard an appeal. It's just a hypothetical coming to my mind, but we heard an appeal and it's all public record. I mean, where one officer was using a tear gas canister inside of a shed, which like those types of, I mean, we could address those types of like uses of force. And that seems, and that's outside of a crowd control context just for specifying it. But I mean, it'd be great to be able to address that kind of stuff. But I also worry it's just adding more work for us. But
yeah, I mean, I don't think we're in a place where we're going to separate them just for the record. Like, I think we combine them so that we could do some of that work. And obviously, like, it's a matter of what's happening and what took priority, and protest took priority. So I don't think we're going to split them again, but we could have that discussion. I personally, like you're saying, I would like to be on both, but I couldn't be on both. And so I think if the more we can conserve our energy as much as we can, because we are just volunteers and they don't pay us at all for this. Many other bodies get paid. I'm saying that to the ether and for the record. This is hard. This is very hard work. And, you know, I want to be conscious of the fact that there's only so much we can do, but we do have this kind of new, because we merged, we haven't really addressed the merge in the last year and we need to. Barbara?
Well, I was just going to say, it's really an and or issue. I mean, in the committee, it could be and or rather than just and, and makes it clear that one can be independent of the other, but I think it's easier to do it within one committee at this point for those who care to.
Yeah. Other thoughts? The parking lot is in our main drive, and if you go to, so when you're in the public folder, this is the public folder, you go to admin, and then it's right here, parking lot. I'll drop it in the chat.
The only other thought I had, and I think I would hold off on making a suggestion until after we've had the CRC retreat, whenever that is, but if, you know, when we talked with those people from DC, they had a lot of good suggestions about, you know, how we could have a more robust crowd control system. And if we're not going to be in direct dialogue with rethinking police accountability or whatever the committee is called at this point, then, you know, we could put out a, you know, one page white paper or something and say, hey, these are things that we as a body today have not been able to do that we think that, you know, our successor agency should take on. So I think now is not the time to do that, A, because I think we're all tired, but also because I don't think as a body CRC has decided how they want to approach that. And I don't know, I think we're all hoping for maybe a little bit of rapprochement, you know, between the auditor's office and, you know, this process that Commissioner Harris's office is running. But if that doesn't happen, which, you know, we haven't seen much of a thaw lately, if that doesn't happen, then, you know, maybe we put out a wish list and say, hey, these are the things that we wish we could be doing, and make sure that that's on the public record. You know, I'd like to think that that committee is going to be looking at some of the same things we are, but I don't know that I would necessarily presume that.
Well, and I was on the policy work group as well, and I went to their meeting last week, and after the meeting, I was like, actually, I really can't. I can't be on this one too. So I just left it. But what they're doing, ideally, and they're kind of, they need to get up to speed. Like they're struggling with just whatever. They're trying to get their like flow. But that was one of the last things that we talked about and that I recommended that they take on, is doing that work of, let's dive into the CRC directives. What are the good things from here? Because a lot of what that work group or that that new commission that's being formed right now, a lot of their job is going to be writing the code, which is like the directives, right? That is governs the body. And so I don't think that they're not, doesn't need, there's a lot that can be just like replicated, right? Like you don't need to recreate the entire wheel. So I've asked that work group to go through our directives, pull out the things that are good and what didn't work. And then also have that larger, like being able to put out a report of exactly what you're saying. So my point is, I feel like that work group is taking on that work. We've already done a big ass report. I think they can handle their own report, but we can contribute to it from the perspective of crowd control, right? Use of force. And we can talk, you know, in our main CRC meetings and in the retreat about how we collaborate on that. But I do think it'd be good for them to take the bulk of that, and we can just add to it. Does that make sense? But yeah, I think that is in general, a lot of what these next couple of years is going to be for us on the CRC is like figuring out what are the things that we want to pass down and make sure that there's a good transition and that there's good institutional knowledge being passed to the new group so that they don't have to just start from scratch. Because I think there's definitely a lot that, you know, is good about our system. There's a lot that, you know, it's like, it's almost there. It just needs to be tweaked in these couple of ways and it would be a lot better. And us being able to provide that is going to be super valuable to them. They're just not even at that place yet. They haven't even, I asked the mayor June. So it's now June is when they're supposed to, all the commissioners are supposed to be proposing their four folks. They're doing it kind of the same way as the charter review was put together. And so that's happening, you know, ideally within the next couple of weeks. So soon we should know who those folks will be. And then, you know, as soon as they're formed, we should definitely plan to meet with them and just start that relationship so that we can be in collaboration. Cause I think that's a lot of what we're gonna need to focus on. And, you know, in that same vein, it's like, as far as our capacity, right? I think that's gonna probably take priority for us is like, there's not gonna be a lot of like new projects probably that we're gonna take on because we're going to be dissolving. So I think we'll probably want to just focus on what can we pass down. And things are going to emerge. I mean, obviously this past year it was like, we need to respond to everything going on with the protests. So we'll have to continue to be responsive, but I think we'll also not take on too many big picture things because the big picture thing is the transition. All right, what's popping up in the chat here? Administrative rules, thank you. Yes. Okay, well, any other thoughts? I think we have quite a bit on our list and I feel good about where we are in our next steps. Any other thoughts about that?
Are we going to break for the summer at all or once the report comes out?
Mr. Handelman would hate us if we did that. We did a break, you know, for the summer because ish was happening and we didn't, it wasn't like we were planning a break. It was like, we just disappeared for a bit. So we've already done that and we got yelled at by Mr. Handelman. So I don't want to do that again.
All right. Fair enough.
I think we can, you know, it'll obviously be a little smoother once we get over this hump. And I think we'll just spend some time. I think we'll just spend some time strategizing over the summer, but maybe we don't need the full 2 hours over the summer. We can go back down to 1 hour for it. Cool. Mr. Handelman. I don't want to get called out in your report again because it was like Chair Avalos, you know, didn't convene the thing. I was like, I know. I'm sorry. All right, folks. Well, I think we're done then for today. Great. Have a good rest of your evening and I'll see you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.